Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 122. Today, John asks, any tips for repurposing or basing a story around characters in the public domain? I realize some are untouchable, but others, like superheroes in the public domain, have been re-envisioned or given modern trappings. Black Terror, for example, is in the public domain, but there are newer stories written and published featuring this hero. Any tips? Have fun? There's no functional difference between repurposing something from the late 19th, early 20th century that's entered the public domain than there are repurposing the Olympian gods or characters from the Bible or characters from Shakespeare or Beowulf or Homer or anything like that. It's all part of our cultural history. Feel free to plunder it as you will and have fun. As far as characters in the public domain being untouchable, that's largely not true. What you'll find is that the names are sometimes untouchable because they're trademarked. And you do want to check for that. There's some estates that have sort of artificially extended their copyright by trademarking the names of their famous characters, and they will aggressively go after you. A state that has not been able to enforce that successfully would be the state of Jean Conan Doyle, which used to control the Sherlock Holmes stories before they fell into the public domain a couple of years ago, though I think the Valley of Fear is still under copyright. You want to check. The copyright cutoff is either 23 or 27, and I would have to look it up. But anything published before the copyright cutoff date is in the public domain, and you can use it at your will. It's just the stuff that's published after you need to be aware of. That creates a complicated situation for characters like Tarzan and John Carter of Mars. Both of those were Edgar Rice Burroughs, and the series carried from before the cutoff date through into after. The Burroughs estate has been particularly litigious about their trademarks, and so I would read up on the current situation with Burroughs before using their characters, though I have actually considered going in and plundering them myself, because there's some great fun stories in there that are just begging for some updates. The Lovecraft estate, Arkham House, has largely lost control of Cthulhu and the whole thing. That fell into the public domain a long time ago. It was never properly copyrighted, and they haven't been able to hold on to the trademark because it's been so diluted. Again, check up on that. This is as of the last article I read. The last time I looked into that was a few years ago. There might have been litigation since then, or I might have misread the article, because remember, I am not a lawyer. But be aware of potential trademark issues, but if a character is in the public domain, that means by definition, it's free to use, reuse, commercially exploit, publicly sodomize, ridicule, etc. So have fun. Try not to get arrested for doing the wrong things with that character on Halloween, particularly in view of trick-or-treaters. And just check up on your trademarks and you should be fine. Thanks for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.